What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Our Giants correspondent and jack of all trades here with us on Withered and Dibs and 95.7 The Game. Steven Rizzotto, who covers the Giants as well, is on the phone after being at the game today. Steven, how many boos did you hear out there?
There is a good amount of boos, but for a funeral, there was more than I thought. But, I mean, it was dead today. I think that's the bottom line. It was dead today. I've been here the last four games, and it was dead the last three, too. So today was really nothing new.
I mean, you look at the last five games and even beyond that and the home skid. Are you sensing that not only are fewer fans showing up, but more fans are starting to be just disgruntled with what they're seeing?
I don't think fewer fans are showing up. I think the Giants have had pretty good crowds, and that number is going to dip. I know there's a few people talking about it today about how, you know, kids are going back to school. And it's just going to get harder to kind of fill up those weekday games, whether it be the Tuesday night games, the Monday night games, the Wednesday afternoon games like this one. I don't think that's the issue. I think just the issue is they're not showing up for them. And I think, you know, we've tried to go back and forth with what's wrong with the San Francisco Giants in 2025, and it's impossible to put a finger on it. But I think today kind of exemplified everything wrong with the San Francisco Giants. I mean, we saw the defense with, you know, the defense kind of collapsed in that second inning, the bad throw by Ramos. I know you guys touched on that. There was mental mistakes with where maybe they should have been lined up for the relay. There was pitches left over the middle of the plate. So that adds to the pitching woes. And they kind of had the same old with the offense today. And they managed one run. And that was actually the most fired up the crowd was today, was when Christian Kost hit the sacrifice fly late in the game, and they gave him a standing ovation for it. And they give Christian Kost a standing ovation for pitching well, as they did last night. So that's what this has gotten to, is a standing ovation for one run in a position player pitching.
Yeah, but Steven, that sounds super sarcastic. Like, those cheers are not genuine. They're sarcastic, right?
They were 1,000% sarcastic.
Right.
And if Giants fans have resorted to sarcasm, then maybe that's not the worst thing in the world.
Well, I mean, I know I have. Like, Steven, here's my question, because we buried them earlier, and I don't mean that verbally. I mean literally. Like, we had a funeral for the Giants. It's over. So if I were running that team, my decisions the rest of the way would be based on that. We're not trying or worried about winning anymore this year. Do you think they feel that way? How soon do we start to see basically younger players start getting the nod?
Yeah, I mean, soon. I mean, I will say, though, that the only thing is that this team is, like, healthy as can be, basically. So that's the one kind of head-scratching thing about this, is that, you know, there's no really opening aside from maybe right field. I know Fitzgerald was out there before. I assume he's going to be out there more often. But there's really not a place to, you know, play any young players coming up. And who are the young players coming up? I know Bob Melvin after the game today said something about bringing up more guys that could play defense. Well, if you look at the AAA roster in Sacramento, the two closest guys to coming up for the Giants are probably Marco Luciano and Bryce Eldridge, none of whom are known for their defense. Right. I just don't understand where they would get guys who could all of a sudden catch the ball in AAA. But it's too healthy of a team for them to be struggling this much. And also too healthy of a team for them to even, like, find ways to get new players in the lineup. I know he mentioned getting guys days off, and that's an option. But, I mean, there's just no energy right now. And I think Willy Adames, who's the most positive guy on planet Earth, when he's saying that, you know, it seems like there's a negative feeling in the air, that's an issue. But I just don't see where reinforcements would come when you're past the trade deadline and there's really nobody knocking on the door aside from one obvious person, but he doesn't really fit the profile of what you need right now.
You're in the clubhouse a lot, and you were today. Who would be the guy to change the mood. And the Niners have the boombox guy, and I know Brandon Crawford used to be DJ BC Raw. Who's the one in the clubhouse who has the biggest personality who might be able to turn things around emotionally?
I mean, I think the easy answer, Diz, is probably Adamus, but I think he's trying everything possible to get these guys going, but at the end of the day, I don't think that's the job for one certain person or maybe even two or three certain people. The veterans on the team have been talkative about what they would like to see from this group moving forward. I think that would include Chapman and Adamus, and you hear occasionally from Rafael Devers, but he's kind of not cemented yet as, you know, in that group of leaders. But I don't know. I think it's kind of like what Willard was saying. It's hard to tell someone to motivate, to be motivated more when, you know, you're not already. And this is a group that just they haven't been able to put anything together from a vibe standpoint. We'll stick with vibes specifically, because that's the word that everybody uses when describing clubhouse culture and all of that. But it just hasn't gelled, and I don't think there's one guy that could do that job. And the one guy that is supposed to be doing it, Willie Adamus, I think he is doing it. But the problem is, it looks like he's aged a few years trying to do it. So it's almost like the poor guy is doing everything he can to get some good vibes in the clubhouse, and it, you know, that's not even responding to him.
Our guy Steven Rizzotto on the scene after the Giants game, their demise, the sweep, the funeral, the whole thing. So, Steven, here's the only thing I got left to ask, which is, I do think on some level, fan bases, I don't want to say have control over this, but their reactions to things do shape sometimes what teams do. So, put a finger on the pulse of the fan base. Like, how angry is it right now? Because that may shape what the Giants do in the offseason at certain spots.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
They're pretty pissed. I think there's no doubt about it. And that goes without saying, but it's also because when you're a fan of a team and you're a diehard fan of a team, you have a sense of being a part of the moves that are made. And when the Giants go out this offseason and sign Willie Adamus and they trade for Rafael Devers, and they have, you know, other guys on this roster who are highly paid guys, the Matt Chabins, the Jung Hoo Lees of the world, then you kind of feel like, you know, it's kind of an issue when it doesn't work. And if you're a fan and you're sitting back and watching your team that you feel like you've put your money into and you've put your heart and soul into, and it's not happening, and not only is it not happening, it's not happening in a fashion that is so destructive and so laughable. Like, I know you guys were talking about how everybody in the studio was laughing when Elie Ramos unleashed the throw or attempt of a throw. It was kind of the same vibe in the press box and throughout the crowd at Oracle Park. People were laughing as if it's almost a normal thing, and it's almost become just not acceptable, but just normal. I mean, this is who the San Francisco Giants have been, and I don't think the fans are pleased with that. And I don't know what could be done to, and I don't even know if they string together 5 of 6 here. I don't even know if that would increase their optimism about the last 41 games, but they're pretty pissed to say the least.
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty spot on. Steven, appreciate the work. Thanks for calling in, man.